The Angel of Kobani was a possibly legendary woman who led a small female resistance force and kept ISIS at bay as they stormed into the Syrian town of Kobani in 2014. Her name was Rahani, and legend or real, she is fleshed out in the play Angel, currently showing at the Adelaide Fringe. Playwright Henry Naylor begins Rahani's story when she is still a happy young girl living on a farm in Syria, before the horrors of ISIS ended her life. Annie Haswell met Henry and also actor Avital Lavova, who played Rahani.
Mid-September. The villagers are helping with the annual harvest. Children chirruping and laughing, seeking the most productive trees. I'm going to win. I have intimate knowledge of our orchard. I know where Benny's tree is, the grandfather of them all. The one supposedly planted 300 years ago by my ancestor, Benny Ghazali. But when I get there, there are strangers occupying the branches. Elder boys, teenagers, wispy beards and thin moustaches. I only recognize the ringleader, a religious hothead called Wahid. You can't come in here, says Wahid with disdain. There's enough room in this tree for all of us, I say reasonably. You're a girl. You should be indoors, he snaps. And your hair should be covered. Your ugly face should be covered, but I'm not going on about it.
All we know is the basic facts of her life, that she's a law student, she joined the resistance, she's very good at it, she shot 100 members of ISIS, apparently. Some people say she did, some people say she didn't. And then ISIS claimed to have executed her. There's gruesome photos of her, of a woman who looks like her, of her head being held up by fighters. But then the Kurds responded with their own photos, with pictures of the same woman giving V for victory signs and laughing. So no one really knows whether she's alive or dead.
But her story was inspiring enough for you to want to put her on stage.
Yeah, but I mean, the story that we've told is not just the story of Rehana. It's the story of all the Kurdish women in the region. I mean, I kind of found her a useful skin to pour in the stories of lots of different people. So we got stories of her being caught up in a sex slave auction. We got her caught up in the stories of being in a refugee crisis. That it's all based on truth, but it's not just based on her story. It's based on the story of all women in the area. It's become kind of like an every woman story.
So Avital, in the play, you are Rahana and a few other characters as well. But to start with Rahana, how does it feel to be her? Is it someone you feel you get to know night after night?
Definitely. Every night that I'm performing her, you get closer and closer to her.
And I suppose closer to the whole situation too, which is an alien one to all of us, but you playing this girl, you know, who wants to be a law student, she's bookish, she doesn't want her father to teach her how to shoot, and her development into someone who's a passionate fighter. You must really start to understand her and develop her as a character.
You do, but also I think it's quite relatable. It sounds not relatable, but I think you can relate to that because there's always things that your parents don't want you to do when you grow up. And in some cases, it's firing a rifle. In other cases, it's going and doing your studies. So I personally can relate very much to Rehana, to some things that I grew up with. For me, the father in the story is my grandmother because she brought me up. So for me, in a way, the parallel to Rehana's father is my grandmother, who was always very strict with me, and she made me do things that I didn't want.
And it's such a girl's own story that it would resonate with any young woman or woman anywhere. And that's, I suppose, Henry, the charm is what you did last year with Echoes too, is taking a personal story and telling a much, much bigger story with that story.
I think that's one of the problems, actually, with news coverage. It can be that we can talk about big events, but we very rarely talk about its impact on the person in the street. And to make it real and to make people engage with the story, I think sort of it's important to show what is happening to people like you and me, you know. And I think Avital is... I'm chuffed that Avital said that because it's... I try to make it relatable to everybody here. And there's little Western references in there, which are kind of like a gateway to the audience. You know, we have the character sort of likes Beyonce, likes watching Boston Legal. And then also there's a story which works in all cultures, the story of the father and the daughter.
What have audiences said? Like, I imagine a British audience could be quite tough, and particularly with a big Muslim population. What kind of reactions have you had?
No, I mean, well, this is the thing, Annie. I mean, sort of like, of my Muslim friends, they're delighted that that they're not being portrayed as extremists for a change. That they are, that there are, there is a lot of people within the community who disagree vehemently with what ISIS is doing. That feels it has no part in their religion, and they're grateful that that this story is being told, because it's not being told in the Western media. I mean, what Donald Trump's been doing is appalling. Sort of treating all Muslims like they're extremists, and not seeing any shades of opinion and belief. It just defies belief what he's doing. And so, you know, I think sort of there is a necessary antidote for everybody. Everybody needs to see that this is a complex issue rather than just a very black and white one, which is the way that Trump is portraying it.
It seems like you're on a mission to get the world to understand a little bit better what is happening in the Middle East. Is there a plan from here, from this play?
In all honesty, I think this hasn't been covered enough by the arts. I think the arts hasn't engaged with it. It's the most important story in the world right now. I think we need to get this right. I was shocked at the Edinburgh Festival last year. There was 3,400 shows. We were the only show dealing with the topic, which, frankly, is poor. You know, artists should be dealing with this.
Angry at the injustice, I run to my father, tears now flowing. He listens to my story, is angry with me. This is your house, you tell them. You don't know what it's like to be a girl faced with a pack of men. My father bellows irritation, picks up the machete he uses for harvest, marches purposefully to the base of the tree, broad shoulders pressing the seams of his shirt. The youths silence by his approach. Get down, he says firmly. One of the boys makes to jump, but Wahid stops him. What do you want, old man? He sneers. Get off my farm. Get out of my tree.
Actor Avital Lavova, who plays the Angel of Kobani in the play Angel, currently showing at Adelaide's Fringe Festival. Annie Haswell was also speaking to the play's writer and director, Henry Naylor.